This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Gabi, minamahal kong mga kabarangay. Ako po inyong Kuya Rene, dito po sa ating barangay New Zealand. Welcome po kayo dito sa Free FM 89.0 sa Hamilton, Waikato Region and podcasting sa www.freefm.org.nz. mga kuntil-butil na mga impormasyon, kuro-kuro, balita at musika dito po sa Barangay New Zealand. Kasama po ang inyong kaibigan Simpapawid, ang inyong Barangay Big Brother, ang inyong Kuya Rene, dito po sa Barangay New Zealand.
Magandang umaga po sa inyong lahat. Tayo ng magkape at pandasal. Ito po si Cardinal Chito Tagle ng Manila. Pagnilayan po natin, patahimikin ang hangin at dagat. Patahimikin ang hangin at dagat. Kaya ba nga natin gawin yun? Hindi ba si Jesus lamang ang nakagawa niyan? Nang gilalas ang mga alagad, natakot nang mapatahimik niya ang mabangis na hangin at dagat. Magagawa ba natin yun? Hindi natin mapapantayan o magagaya ang ginawa ni Jesus. Subalit sa ating sariling kakayanan, may magagawa tayo. Ang hangin ay pabigat ng pabigat at parumi ng parumi. Sumisigaw na ang hangin dahil hindi na niya gusto ang sarili niyang amoy. Tatahimik ang hangin kung hindi natin siya bubugahan ng usok, mataas na karbon at masangsang na amoy ng ating basura. Nangangalit ang dagat dahil hinahaluan natin ang kanyang magandang mundo sa kalaliman ng plastic, basura at lasong kemikal. Tatahimik ang dagat kung igagalang at aalagaan natin ito. O Diyos, salamat sa hangin at dagat. Patawad po sa aming pagsira sa kanila. Amen.
Yeah.
Welcome back mga kabarangay. Dito po sa ating Barangay New Zealand na napapanood po sa PSTV Plus YouTube channel. Ako po inyong kaibigan sa Impapawid, Kuya Rene, Direk Rene. Welcome ko po kayo. Sa gabing ito ay may makakapanayam na naman tayo. Siya po isang creative, no? Ibig sabihin, ang kanyang mga ginagawa ay something to do with the arts, with music, with film, with acting, ano? So, huwag na natin patagalin pa dahil napaka-interesting ang ating mga kapanayam, si Miss Mia. Okay, si Mia. Yan. Hi, Mia. Good evening.
Hi. Good evening po.
Kumusta ka na? How are you?
Okay naman po. Kayo?
Oh, okay naman. Nice to have you on board. I met Mia a couple of months ago, siguro mga October, November yata yon, when I watched advanced screening of a short film by a student from the University of Auckland, yung Intindi, and Mia played the part of the mom, no? Ikaw yung mom. And so, nakilala ko siya. Sabi ko, gusto kong siya ma-interview sa ating podcast kasi aside from acting, meron siyang mga iba pang mga ganap na ginagawa. So, Mia, just to put into context, taga saan ka sa Philippines?
I was born sa San Miguel, Manila. Mm-hmm. I was born there and then, pero we moved to New Zealand when I was 9 years old.
9 years old, okay. So yung San Miguel, yun yung malapit sa Malacañang, di ba?
Malapit po sa Malacañang,
yeah. Yung Malacañang, no? So, do you still recall your early years nung nasa Manila ka? Anong yung parang very vivid sa memory mo?
I think yung mga going to school there sa La Consolacion College.
Sa La Consolacion.
Sa La Consolacion College and then malapit lang kami din sa simbahan sa San Miguel Church tsaka Quiapo, tsaka all the surroundings there, tsaka yung mga I had cousins sa Casimiro and sort of we also went to Pampanga a lot because my mom was from there. So yung mga early memories doon.
Okay. So mom was from Pampanga. Taga saan naman si dad mo? Taga saan?
Sa Leyte.
Oh, okay. Have you been to Leyte also?
No, I never got to go there. Not yet.
Okay. Yeah. So when nung 9 years old ka, lumipad na kayo ng New Zealand. So how difficult or how easy was it for you to adjust coming here to Aotearoa?
I think kasi I was only 9 years old, it was probably easier for me than my older siblings kasi I was just straight to school and I guess just assimilating to the school.
Okay. Yeah. And you settled in Auckland na or ibang part ng New Zealand?
No, we actually settled in Kaikohe, which is up in Northland, malapit sa like Bay of Islands.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, we were there for a bit and then moved to Auckland in I think mga 2000, something like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So your early years was in Kaikohe. I think it's a beautiful part of. I haven't been there, but I've heard of yung scenery, yung lugar, di ba, doon sa Kaikohe. And so when you moved to Auckland, high school ka na. Dito ka na.
Yes, high school in Auckland. Yes. My last year of high school. I went to Avondale College for my last year.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Avondale, and then you went to university, na nag-uni ka dito sa Auckland?
Apo, Auckland Uni. Pero I didn't study music at Auckland Uni. Music came a bit later. I actually studied engineering at Auckland Uni and did that for a little bit, for quite a while until just, I suppose, mga 5 years ago, six, maybe 10 years ago, I was like, I've always liked music, but I've never, I guess, pursued it properly. Mm. So that was, I think mga 2021, Well, actually, no. 2017, I went back to school to Mainz Music. It's like the Music Institute of New Zealand, and then did a year mm-hmm. of songwriting, studying songwriting, and I did that for a year, and then in 2021, 22, I started doing a bit more music and released my first single in 2023. So, yeah, it's been sort of a long journey to get here, but yeah.
And so, your music is it's a passion, no? What type of music do you play? Do you sing? You compose? Anong klase?
I think it's largely based on it's like dramatic pop. It's still like it's got like the catchy pop choruses, I suppose, that I'm mm-hmm. that I've grown up listening to, but I guess it's got a bit of me in it and my emotions in it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a lot of I suppose a lot of the songs have piano in it, and because I mostly write on the piano and start off there, and then the song progresses from there. So a lot of my songs are piano based, and then different instruments are, I guess, layered mm-hmm. on top of the main piano theme. Yeah.
Wow. Which comes first, the melody or the lyrics, sayo?
It depends.
Okay.
I think sometimes, like, if I don't have, I guess if I'm in front of the piano, then mm-hmm. the melody will come first from the piano. But if I'm not at an instrument, I'm thinking thoughts, I have a lot of just random verses in my notes app and my on my phone, or I'm writing things down. So then, sometimes it comes from lyrics. Yeah, sometimes the lyrics come first, and then the melody comes, and then other times, it just depends. But I think actually more often the lyrics come first these days, I think, because mm-hmm. there's like so many things on my mind, and I'm like, and then I write it down, and then
mm-hmm.
and then based on that, then the melody or the music will come. Yeah.
Mia, do you, aside from the piano, do you also play any other musical instrument?
I also play guitar, and I sing. But yeah, those are the main 2-3 instruments. Yeah.
Okay. When you compose and then you record it, mm-hmm. and then it's recorded, and then someone will mix it. Are you also part of that process, yung creative process, non? Or you have someone who will do the mixing? You have a producer for that?
Yeah.
Anong kwento doon?
So actually I collaborate a lot with my producer, and she helps me a lot in, even like forming the songs and adding mm-hmm. the instrumentation, and she does all of the mixing. So yeah, my producer is Clarissa Chai. We met through Women About Sound. And so we do a lot of work together, and she does mm-hmm. most of the mixing and like the production, which I'm also learning from her now too. And then we normally will get someone else to master it, just a different set of ears mm-hmm. as well to, to listen and get their input into it. So it's quite a collaborative thing. And it's nice to get other people to play on the track mm-hmm. sometimes, like a drummer or a or a bass player or something else. Yeah.
Like session musicians, no?
One of my tracks, it was nice to also have like a violin player to, just play on top of the main orchestra. Like all the other bits were programmed in like the
mm-hmm.
the orchestral stuff, but it was nice to just have like a top line of violin so that it cuts through, and it just sounds quite good with it all.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. And all of your music is stream on Spotify. People, that's where they can listen.
Spotify, mm-hmm. Apple Music, YouTube Music, any of those. Yeah, on most streaming platforms it's on.
And you have an Instagram account. So this one, the Instagram account is Miss Mia_Sings. That's where you you talk about your music, they get links to your releases of your songs. Mga ilan na yung music mo, Mia? Estimate lang, ilan na yung...
Yeah, I've got 10 singles out. So last year I also did like a collaborative live recorded EP with Something They Call Myth, which is my producer's project, and Amelia. So we did a 4-track EP as well. So that's also on my Spotify. And then on my YouTube, I've got music videos as well. So I think I've got about six music videos. So it's so it's on there. Yeah, that's what the filming of the music videos was sort of where I sort of first started thinking about acting as well. I was like, oh, this is kind of fun. And like, that's sort of where I guess it all kind of, but it progresses from one creative medium to another, just by experiencing one thing leads to something else. Yeah.
Okay, wow. So you have music videos, you have your music tracks. Has there been a point wherein your song was used in a film, or someone is thinking of using it for a film?
Oh, actually, yes. Last year, I worked with a guy called PK, who he's a YouTuber, content creator, and he's been doing independent films, his own films, for years, and he asked me to write a song for last year's film. So I wrote a song for that one, which I just released actually on my own, as Ms. Mia, in January. So yeah, that was on his film, which was called Ryder Austin and Scarlett Austin, which you can find on his YouTube channel. Yeah, so that was that. Yeah, I wrote a song called I'll Be Your Son, and it's called Scarlett's Song, and it was for that movie, which was he screened it at Rialto in Newmarket. She was cool, and then now it's on YouTube. Yeah.
Did you also act in the movie, or it was just your song?
No, just my song.
What other acting, acting jobs have you been doing aside from Intindi, yung napanood ko?
Yeah, I did last year was quite a big year for my acting, I guess. Kasi before shooting Intindi, I actually was in another Filipino independent short film called Filipina Beauty. So we shot it, but I think they're still doing the editing, and it's yet to come out, but that'll be the next one. And I've been doing the acting classes with Marian Infante. And then she has written a play for all of us.
That's
right. Yeah, so that's the next, that's a project that I'm currently a part of that I'm excited about. Yeah, that's coming out on the 27th and 28th of March. So,
that's that's a stage play, or is it a
film?
That's
a stage play. That's a stage play. Yeah, so that'll be live, which is something completely different to to film, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. Kasi yun ang tatanungin ko, which one is, siyempre, which one would be more challenging, which would be more fulfilling sa'yo, yung sa film or yung sa stage?
Oh, I think it covers different things. I feel like I've never done stage, so I can't say what it'll be, how different. I think it'll be very different, I think a lot more nervous, because it's like, one shot and that's it. But also I think it'll be quite exciting, because, I guess it's the same difference as live performance versus recorded music, whereas like recorded music, you have the chance to get it, you know, to absolutely where you want it to be, like perfect. You know, you get a few different takes, whereas live, it's like go and, you know, it's down to how much you prepared beforehand, how much you practiced, how much you did this, and it's all on the night how well it goes and how the audience reacts with you and how you interact with everybody else. So it's a different feeling. I think after every live performance, in music anyway, I always feel like, oh, I was so nervous, but that was so much fun. Like, oh, but like, why don't I do this more? Like, it's so much fun. But then it's like the preparation and lead up for it, it's a lot of effort and work and nervousness. But once you do it, there's something different about, I guess, live. So I haven't experienced it yet with theater, but I think it'll be something similar. But also, because it's like a big cast, like normal, like when I've performed either myself or with a duo or, you know, at most maybe three or four people. But this one is like, what, there's nine of us plus everybody else that's, you know, behind the scenes. So it's like more of a, I guess, a collaborative and like a bigger team effort. So I think it'll be a lot of fun. So, yeah.
So this is coming out this March, you're saying, is it in March?
Yeah, March 27th and 28th. There's three shows. So
where will it be shown? I mean, saan gagawin yung play, stage play?
It is at the Factory Theater in Onehunga.
Ah, okay.
So yeah, but I think that the details will be at the TKC Instagram. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's where it's going to be. So yeah, that's I'm excited for that. But I'm also working on my second EP and a few other songs that I want to release this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mia, do you perform in live gigs, you know? So any upcoming live gigs for your music that we can go and watch and experience your music?
I haven't got any lineup in the next month or so for my own project, my Ms. Mia one, but actually, I think I have something, I'm trying to remember. I think on the 26th of July, we are doing a show with, with something they call Myth, and it's going to be at the... in Devonport, the Bunker Hill Unplugged. That'll be more like a collaborative one. But if there are any gigs, I normally would post it on my Instagram, or I'm working on a website which will be released soon. But yeah, once that's released, it'll all be in there.
Good. Now, when you perform, in these gigs, is it you perform all your original music and songs, or you do some covers, interpretation of other artists' songs? Do you do that?
I mostly play my own music, but now I'm, more open and looking into doing a bit more covers on my live sets. I've done a few like live covers on like my Instagram, but not in my own gigs yet, I suppose. Okay. Yeah, but that is something that I'm looking at doing, because I guess that when people know the songs as well, they like, and it's a different interpretation. Mm-hmm. It's something else. So yeah, that's something on my list of expansion, I guess.
So when you do these gigs, you play the piano or it's mostly guitar?
I have been playing the piano, but I sold my piano, my gigging piano last year, just because I was like, ang bigat, it's so heavy. So I'm just gonna play guitar. But I am missing playing with the piano, so I don't know. I might just, yeah, it just depends. Kasi it depends on the venue din eh. Kasi sometimes it's, if it's a small venue, it's quite hard to have a piano in there and then balance it, you know, in the mix with an acoustic guitar and then the vocals. But mostly I've just been like, it's so heavy to carry around the piano, and that's why. But I think that I might change that, because yeah, I am missing having a piano. And it's different to interpret the, you know, some songs which I've written for guitar, for piano, and then having an acoustic version which is guitar based. But you know, it changes the vibe of it completely. Mm-hmm. But it's also a different interpretation of it, which is kind of nice too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mia, iba ba yung ano? Kasi I've seen artists with their parang yung keyboards nila naka parang gitara pero nakasakit. No? Iba pa ang sound noon sa piano or what?
Ano ba? I think iba pa rin eh. Yeah, I think that's more like I don't know. I haven't played that one. Like, it's more like a synth sound, which is fine. Depending lang sa, I guess, the sounds that you're using. Most of mine are, I guess, I like the pure piano sound.
Okay.
Unless it's, yeah, or you know, something close to that. Mm-hmm. But you know, who knows, I may go that way.
Kasi you parang synthesizer, parang the sound is
more electronic, I guess.
Electronic. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
So right now you are working on your next compilation of EPs, no? Ano na yung stage niya? Saan na siya? Tapos na yung writing? You're going to recording? Or anong stage mo na?
Ngayon, I've written a bunch of songs for it. But I still want to write more. Mm-hmm. And then select from the ones that I've written. Mm-hmm. But I think there's a few that I'm like, oh, this is definitely going in. But mm-hmm. I guess... Yeah, I've written enough for, you know, for the next EP, but there's just more songs to be written for me. Mm. And then when I get to that stage, I guess it's like getting people's opinions on which ones should go to the recording process. Because, not all of them will make it. Mm-hmm. And just selecting, selecting the ones that I guess fit the vibe and what I'm trying to say in that EP. I don't know, I'm sort of thinking it might be two, like part one, part two, but
okay.
I'll see. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about these songs na hindi napasama, parang discard, hindi diniscard mo siya. Di ba masakit yun? Parang tapos hindi siya kasali, parang ganun. How do you cope with that, Mia?
Yeah, I think it's not like hindi sila. So, like, I've got singles coming up this year that didn't make it onto my first EP. And it's not because they weren't good enough, because I really liked them, but they just weren't ready. They weren't at the stage of the production that they could be released. And parang also it was, I'd already moved on from that vibe, that feeling. It's like, oh, this is the next stage, so it doesn't quite fit in that. So, you know, even... I guess it's like if you don't make the band, you can be a solo artist, diba? Parang ganon. Like they're more like, okay, if they don't make the EP, then you can be your own single. I guess.
Saka yung
Saka
yung parang who knows, diba? Yung parang etong mga songs or music na hindi napasama, so syempre nasa ano mo yun, nasa baul mo, nasa tab, and then years later it will be discovered, and parang mga ganon, diba?
Yeah.
Yung ano.
Yeah. And I guess that's also pug live performances. I can play unreleased ones in those live performances. And often I do, because it's sort of like testing the material and testing if the audience relates. And it's kind of nice to have songs that I haven't released that I'm playing just for that just for that show na it hasn't been out before. Yeah, so it's kind of nice to have those as well. So, yeah.
So, what are your future plans? I mean, you've spoken about it, but are there anything else na aside from the extended the EP that you're working on and the theater that's coming up? Ano ba yung mga plans mo?
I think I'm just this year. I'm just, I guess, building my catalog and seeing what comes my way. I haven't, I haven't got any future, any other plans yet for this year. But I find that it always sort of, a lot of it just comes all at once sometimes. So we'll see. Let's see what happens. But yeah, I think that there's enough for me to work on right now. Yeah, if anything else comes up, then I'll do that. But yeah, for the meantime, I'm just focusing on getting my releases. Yeah, I've got like 3 singles that I also want to release this year before the EP comes out. So, so a lot. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Mia. And I know it's been enlightening listening to you. And of course, I hope our listeners and our viewers will follow Mia on her Instagram account and also on Spotify, all the other streaming services, on YouTube, no, para makita natin o marinig nyo yung musika ni Mia, no. She's not an up and coming artist kasi artist na siya, hindi na siya up and coming, talagang artist na siya, no. Parang pinipaste lang niya yung mga releases niya. And all of your songs are in English, no? Wala kang Tagalog song?
Wala pa po. Actually, that's one thing that I do want to write at some point. Pero I can speak Tagalog, pero I think there's the certain expressions that I'd have to write in English first and then siguro translate or write with someone that's mas magaling sa Tagalog sa akin. Na yung mas malalim yung Tagalog. So, I think, otherwise parang, medyo hindi, it doesn't quite hit as hard. But yeah, that's actually another one na one of my goals is to write in Tagalog or, you know, collaborate with other Filipino artists because there are some in New Zealand. But I think we all write in English, so.
Yes.
You know, kung merong Filipino artist na, you know, taga Auckland.
To collab with you.
I think it would be good to, you know, it would be good to write in Tagalog.
Yeah.
At some point, yeah.
I'm sure it will eventuate sooner than we think. Maraming salamat, Mia. All the best. I wish you in all your endeavors, your creativity, your inspiration. You're an inspiration to our community, and not only to the Filipino community, pero yung music community, no? Kasi nag-aano na tayo, we've broken the boundary, the borders, no? Nag-aano na tayo sa iba-ibang aspect ng ano. So looking forward to hear more of you in the near future. Maraming salamat sa iyo, Mia.
Thank you.
Last message sa mga aspiring singer-songwriters, what would be your advice, Mia?
To keep on going, even if it seems hard. Even if nothing's happening, just keep writing, keep performing, and keep the passion going, I guess.
Keep the fire.
Yeah.
All right. So, salamat din sa ating listeners and viewers for pinayagan nyo kami ni Mia pumasok sa inyong mga tahanan, sa inyong mga puso sa edisyon ito ng ating Barangay New Zealand dito po sa PSTV Plus YouTube channel. Maraming salamat. Thank you. Take care and God bless. Goodbye for now.
Tayo'y magkasamang muli. Salamat at may gabing nakalaan sa kaunting kasiyahan.
nakatitig lang sa mundong ito. Isip mo'y blankong blanko. Kung gusto mong makatakas na kasama ko, kapit lang nilipad tayo. Hawakan ng mga kamay ko, sa langit ika'y dadaling ko. Kapit lang mabilis ito. Oh, oh, oh. Okay, so ready ka na bang lumipad, sumayaw at umikot-ikot sa mundo kong ito. Oh. Okay, so ready ka na bang magsaya, kumanta sa mundong nakakahilo? Kapit lang lilipad tayo. Oh. Okay, so ready ka na ba? Ah, ah. Okay, so ready ka na ba? Ah, ah, ah. Tayong dalaway magpapaikot-ikot sa mundong ito. Di na tayo malilito. Kung gusto mong makatakas na kasama ko, kapit lang lilipad tayo. Hawakan ng mga kamay ko, sa langit ika'y dadaling ko. Kapit lang mabilis ito. Oh, oh, oh. Okay, so ready ka na bang lumipad, sumayaw at umikot-ikot sa mundo kong ito? Okay, so ready ka na bang magsaya, kumanta sa mundong nakakahilo? Kapit lang lilipad tayo. Okay, so ready ka na ba? Ah, ah. Okay, so ready ka na ba? Ah, ah, dadaling ko. Kapit lang mabilis ito. Oh, oh, oh. Nakakahilo, nakakahilo. Okay, so ready ka na bang lumipad, sumayaw at umikot-ikot sa mundo kong ito? Okay, so ready ka na bang magsaya, kumanta sa mundong nakakahilo? Kapit lang lilipad tayo. Okay, so ready ka na ba? Ah, ah. Okay, so ready ka na ba? Ah, ah.
Look up and tell me what you see, a Gucci. But the real question is, it's really me. A movie's definitely not my reality. Cause you see, model me, model me, model me, ew. Katiri.
Yeah, I'm gonna see you later. Fucking tapos come up shower.
Basta bingo, bingo, makumpleto parang bento. Gento, ano kaya mo? Di ko basta-basta makakakita ng ginto.
Di ko na kailangan lumunok ng bato. Hindi maladana to. Aandar ang makina ko. Tanging mekaniko. Ayako lana moni-moni ko. Sa daming pinagdaanan, nagpatong ng istoriko. Soso mga chismoso, ligat pumanik na rito.
Di naman talaga madali. Aminin ko pa man onde. Sa likod ng mga takong babipig. Kaya marang kong hap. Di pa listo. Laging na listo. Kahit pa si Mephisto. Tagyo pag nag-base mo. Nag-base ko.
No rush, I can do this all day. No rush, uniform mentality, let go, babe. The harder I work, the harder I play. Walang home goals, akin sa salpaka on the way. Ito nga hato nga wala na magdadadada. Pag ako ang mga diretso sa kabababa. Ako ay galing sa lupa. Kahit pilitin mo mukha, hindi hindi mo makukuha.
Yeah, I know this isn't over.
Ng umaga
wala kang kontrol
ang kasal niyo. Congrats. Huwag kang umiyak,
chap.
Panindigan mo yan,
chap.
Langusap mo noy,
boy.
Umanda ka na. Wala kang
ligtas,
bulas. Wala ka ng takas. Itong supliki sa panluloko. Huwag kang umiyak,
chap.
Panindigan mo yan,
Dan.
Langusap mo noy,
soy.
Umanda ka.
ka na. Wala kang ligtas, wala. Wala ka nang takas. Itong sumili, huwag kang magsisi.
Tayo'y mga Pinoy, tayo'y hindi kano. Huwag kang mahihiya kung ang ilong mo ay pango. Dito sa silangan ako'y isininang kung saan nagmumula ang sikat ng araw. Ako ay may sariling kulay kayo manggi. Ngunit di ko may pakita tunay na sarili. Kung ating hahanapin ay matatagpuan, tayo ay may kakanyahang dapat na hangaan. Subalit nasaan ang sikat ng araw, ba't tayo ang humahanga doon sa tanluran? Bakit kaya tayo ay ganito? Bakit nang gagaya? Mayroon man tayo. Tayo'y mga Pinoy, tayo'y hindi kano. Huwag kang mahiya kung ang ilong mo ay pango.
Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.